Hello, I'm Bill Davidson, servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house. I'm doing this audio from my home on Monday afternoon from my office. Welcome. I am going to share things with you that have never been shared before. I graduated from University of Missouri School of Veterinary Medicine in 1962. Started my own practice in McKinney, Texas in 1964. In 1967, I built 121 Veterinary Hospital. I drew the plans for myself, and I was very successful with the practice. And then, I built a state-of-the-art complex on 3 acres, just west of US 75 on 121, south side. I was very blessed and pleased what God did in my life. It was all Jesus in me in those days, and I knew it. I wouldn't deny it to him, but I wouldn't tell man anything. In 1970, God told me to sell 121 Veterinary Hospital and my practice and obey him. I did. In 1970, I had a farm in southwest Missouri. I moved there and worked on that farm, fixing it up the way I wanted it to do. New fences, brought the soil test up to what they recommended, sought and planted all new grasses, and it was really a nice place. When I got through, God sent me to Opa-locka, Florida, Turnpike Animal Hospital. I lived in Hollywood, but Turnpike Animal Hospital once was a large animal, small animal facility, but now a small animal facility. I was not a small animal man. I was an equine man. I did cattle, but basically large animals, and especially the horse. My great love for my youth. My great-grandfather, Newell Miller, was a cavalryman and 4 years in the Civil War. Thank God the Davidsons were all horsemen and road builders, worked to build U.S. 66 2 years before it was designated as 66 in Rolla, Missouri area. I just thank God for all that he's done in my life. I take no credit for anything I do. Just Jesus raised from the dead as Father Jehovah raised him, Jesus, from the dead. Amen. In 1972, God sent me to Argyle, Texas. There, I bought 6.5 acres of land with a house on it, and it was not what I would call a house with any style, but it was a nice, strong, well-built house, but it wouldn't have been what I would have selected to live in. But God saw to it that was where I was going to live. I was out there in that area as a practicing veterinarian with a reputation that covered all of Texas, from California to Florida, New York, and as an equine practitioner that specialized in lamenesses in horses. They brought them to me from several states as well as Canada. Now, God had led me out into the wilderness to humble me, to show me what was in my heart, and show me whether I would keep his commandments. The property that I bought, nice, but had no style. It wasn't my style. It was humbling to buy and move into. It just wasn't my style. I was a man, a lot of success, and way too much pride. But I knew I was born again. I knew God's voice, and I had obeyed him. When I checked with his property, and had a sign on the front for sale, very small. I met the owner. I happened to have known his brother. And I looked at the property. It was something I could live with, something I could live with. This is not easy for me, but I'm overcoming by sharing this with the world. Amen. I noticed on the east of this house, east end, it was a rectangular house, as I said, with no style. Inside, hardwood floors, brick outside, and on 6.5 acres of land. I noticed some cracks on the east end in the brick. And I asked the owner what caused that. Oh, he said, we had a small water leak and that corner of the house settled and those brick cracks I'm going to fix. Now, he was a religious man and his wife was also a religious woman. They attended a church in Denton, Texas. So I purchased the house, and he, with a large percentage of money down, and he carried the note. And after about second year, I noticed when it would rain. Oh, by the way, he was like, I won't say it, he promised to fix the cracks, which he never did. But I watched as it rains, the rains would come and the cracks would close up. And I'd watch when the weather dried up a lot that the cracks would open. I knew I had a problem. So I tried to get some contractors to fix the property, the house, and God wouldn't let me. God told me, fix it yourself, you know how. Well, it just so happened I was a prideful veterinarian. I also was a son of a house mover, Lyle Davidson, who moved houses all over South Missouri, also Kansas City and St. Louis. He was an excellent, oh, by the way, he moved all of the city of Forsyth, every bit. That was a real intelligent man that was not an engineer. He knew about as much as any first-year engineer out of college. He amazed me. So I was used to dealing with properties, foundation problems, so forth. So I contacted the owner, and I said, I think I've got a problem with my foundation. Well, he won't talk to me. So I actually didn't know how to run a backhoe, but someone supplied me a case backhoe and a commercial, and I took about 15 minutes, learned how to operate it. And I dug a ditch 6 feet wide at nose, 4 feet wide, 6 feet deep. Down the east end, back about 18 feet on the north corner, and about 12 feet on the south corner. And when I got down so far, I found some concrete work that had been done, and it was like a pad with a pier on it. And I was not a very happy businessman. And I called these people that had represented the property to me, and the man and his wife came out, and there I sat in that big ditch around that house. I said, what are these pads about? What has been done here? You told me this was a small leak, a water line. What are these pads here for? Oh, wife, being a real wicked woman, said, if my husband dies of a heart attack, I'm going to sue you. Well, frankly, I didn't have the money at that time to sue her, to challenge her suit. Today, I wouldn't mind one bit. But I said, okay, let them go. And I fixed the house myself. I got a contractor out of Sherman that I knew real well, the company, and I had them bore pier holes 10 feet deep and all around that thing. And I got the thing all set. Myself, then I called my dad, Lyle Davidson, Sir Cox in Missouri. I said, Dad, you got to help me. We got to raise this house on this east end 2.5 inches. Fireplace and all. He said, okay, what do you need? He knew I was a house mover. I was a veterinarian. But I could move anything you could move. Brick houses, anything. Didn't bother me at all. I did move them. So I told him what we needed, and he came from Missouri down to help me. We raised that end of that house 2.5 inches, and all the pier holes drilled. We had the steel in it. I put it in myself. I knew what I was doing. And then we raised it up and called concrete people I knew. They came out, poured the concrete in the pier holes. We put a beam on the east end of that house, even under the fireplace, and turned it to the left, looking to the from the fireplace in, to the left on the north, and to the right on the south. And made sure we had it all set. We got it set, and then the house was removed from its jacks, and I had the house fixed. I didn't want to do that, but God knew I had the ability. As a teenager, I ran my own father's house moving business when he broke his arm. But I knew Jesus. No, I knew about Jesus. He knew me. And I appreciate all that God did. Guess what? I fixed the house. The Lord in me fixed the house. Thank God. And I sold the property for more money than I paid for. Jesus in me did it. He gets all of the glory. So God sold the property. I moved out in victory, and I praise God for the opportunity to share this testimony tonight. This is Doyle Davidson from his home office in his home, Plano, Texas. God bless you. See you later.